What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckatoni out of it.
I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla.
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate it. Like I said, join us on our social media at Crab Diving, mainly on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. And thanks, as always, for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or our banner at our webpage.
Yes.
And we get a little commission if you buy shit through our link.
You pay us.
Very little. You don't pay us.
No, not really.
Jeff Bezos pays us.
Jeff Bezos pays us just a little bit.
Sure. Drops by, throws a
How's
sack
he
of
doing?
Money.
Does he have a profit operation going about?
Or well, you know, he did have that divorce.
Oh, no. Wow. Someone decided they didn't want to. I don't know. He seems. Doesn't he seem like a boring fucker? Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Imagine what she had to put up with, though.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos.
She earned her billions.
I mean, he's a douche, right?
I mean, that's why she did it.
Yeah. Well, but he's a douche, right?
He's a douche.
Fuck him.
I think.
Yes, he seems like a fucking douche to me.
There's a lot more he could do as far as the employment and shit.
Yeah, why don't you pay? Why don't you make these contractors pay their people more?
The gulags that he's sponsoring through his contracts and
coronavirus
shit.
And all that shit, Jeff.
Strap in, everybody. Pour a bevy, light something that smolders.
Yay!
Whether if it's legal in your state,
right?
We're envious.
And remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war.
It's a father. Several children.
I'm just thinking, like, that guy has had one too many horrible shifts at, like, Ruby Tuesdays, you know?
Yes.
God doesn't want it. God wants it like this. God wants it like that. Or there will be.
Little pig, okay?
To be fair. Alec Baldwin.
Paul LePage or Alec Baldwin.
Father of the year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's good. You think he's a better father or a better actor?
Paul LePage?
No.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Is he a better father or a better actor? Alec Baldwin.
I'm leaning towards actor.
Why would you say that?
Why couldn't you act like you're a good father when you're at home?
He doesn't. Yeah, you're right. He's a better actor.
He doesn't like to work when he's at home.
There's no motivation, right?
Right.
I mean, to be a good actor, he gets paid a lot of money. But to be a good parent, he would get, like, something, right?
Right.
Some spiritual fulfillment.
Yeah. Do voiceovers and shit.
He doesn't give a shit, probably.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrollGuard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. It's hours. Soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
God.
Hours. Hours ahead of time.
Don't these things have to be put through some sort of testing process? I mean, is there someone whose job it is? I mean, are they beta testing scroll guards, I guess?
Like, well, yeah, up to 48 inches.
I mean, but if do where do I get it, I guess? Where do you buy it?
I think it was...
They didn't talk about...
It was an online thing, and I don't remember it on the shelves at Walmart. Right.
Oh, it's not an impulse buy?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, geez. You think it was animal tested?
I don't think we said our names. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what's up, everybody? Is
looking at the things I typed into Google.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Miss Hitler pageant.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Miss America lost her crown. That's okay. Where Vanessa Williams.
Right. Right.
Then Fort Benning, Fort Bragg. When I was looking up the where these dudes were named,
we're
the
not
forest,
changing were those names, apparently.
Oh, we may be.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's see what's not going on. That may be one of the headlines, because that was a big battle waging today.
God, Schittler is just going to be a bitch from here on out, right?
Well, in
the big baby bunker bitch.
The Republicans broke ranks with him on this one.
Yes.
But not the headline over at the HuffPo. The HuffPo, how dare you, HuffPo?
Yes.
Show me a picture of Steve Mnuchin without a coronavirus mask.
Yeah, that's not fair. Fuck that shit. Some people, Mnuchin should mask up. 100%.
It says, the headline saith, Mnuchin said, Corona bailout recipients, a secret.
A secret.
Trump administration refuses to disclose which businesses received $500 billion in government bailout.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that's right, because we dealt that away.
They said, the administration said it plans to keep the identities of more than 4.5 million businesses that received a government bailout through the Paycheck Protection Program a secret.
But that's our money. That's our money.
Not anymore.
But it's my money. Hi, I'm going to spend a lot of my money on something, but you aren't going to allow me to see what I'm buying. That is
the lack of
nuts.
Transparency is a stark break from the past, it says here at the HuffPo. Normally, the Small Business Administration discloses the names of borrowers from the program on which it based the PPP program.
You know,
Paycheck Protection Program.
You know, this everything is happening in the context of this historically horrendous fucking pandemic.
Presidency? Oh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I guessed wrong.
You know, we're really fucked here. And what we need people to do is just all come together and fight the pandemic. But we have these little bitch fuck Republicans that don't give a shit. And they don't fucking care.
It's their soccer yobs.
Do they have to grift everything?
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
The ones at the top.
Yeah.
Including their base.
Right, right. It's so fucked up. I mean, I'm just saying, they can't just say, okay, we're going to grift everywhere else, but right now, because of what's going on, we're going to take care of this pandemic the way it should be. It's impossible.
No, there's money to be made, and this is a big, giant flash grenade that went off.
But all these people are going to die!
Well, not the real rich ones.
I hate these fuckers so much.
Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, in testimony before the Senate committee today. Oh, I'm sure there's probably some good video of that, because he's always such an imperious fuck twunt.
Yeah.
In these, like most of the fucking Trump administration is. It's like, how dare you pretend you have oversight over me?
1 second. I just want to take a moment. If we had an animation department, I was trying to take a moment and to think, like, the guy's like, how is this being described? An imperious fuck twunt. Well, and then someone's got to draw a picture of that.
Sure.
I think that's fascinating.
Leave it to their artistry.
If anyone from Disney's listening and they want to animate this podcast, reach out to us. Send us some sketches. Mnuchin. Draw Mnuchin.
Yeah. But he said that the department considers that information proprietary.
What the fuck?
And that's confidential.
That makes no sense. Wait, wait. Stuff about where our money is going is proprietary.
Well, yeah.
How so?
I thought the Democrats were trying to pass shit to make that. Maybe that's just one of the concessions that the Democrats made. But they wanted like full disclosure on who gets his money.
But wait a second. We're buying something. I mean, I know it's not as simple as that, but it is our money. Do you go to Best Buy and you're like, I want that TV. And they're like, okay, here's your TV. But you're like, where's the remote? We're not going to let you use it or see it. There's no way for this to make any sense. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's our money, you fuckhead.
And get this. Fuck. The secrecy extends even to internal attempts at government oversight. The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, which is supposed to brief Congress on whether COVID-19 relief funds are being distributed as intended, that's part of one of the laws they passed, says Treasury is refusing to give the agency the names of the recipients also.
So they can't do their job that they're charged to by the people. We're telling them to do something, but they can't do it because they don't have the money to do it. Right?
Public Citizen, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group, said this is unconscionable, jaw-dropping corruption.
Well,
and draw-dropping.
Well, listen, all the jaws are hitting the floor, and what are we going to fucking do about this shit? I mean, this shit is crazy. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, you could say if we're it's historic, this historic fucking pandemic. And now it's historic looting. This has to be historic looting on the Republicans' part.
Sure.
I mean, it's epic.
So there we go. I'm sure there'll be lawsuits flying.
So many people are dying.
Go nowhere until we vote out all of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, imagine. People are out there dying. There's a second wave. We know it's getting worse. And we're reopening anyway. And more people are going to die. And these Republicans just don't give a shit. How is that a thing?
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Federal debt tops. Drops? Federal debt tops $26
trillion. Oh, shit. Wow.
Spending smashes records.
Bothers Republicans, though.
No,
right?
No,
they always, it always did.
No.
I always heard about that when Obama was president.
You're lying.
Shit. God.
Don't believe what you heard back then.
Oh, God. Someone bucks Mitch McConnell. That is a shame.
I refuse to believe that.
They do. You don't think so?
No, I refuse to believe it.
Right.
One of the headlines, federal debt tops $26 trillion for the first time, jumped $2 trillion in just 63 days.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, what do we do about, if that aid was being distributed and people were being taken care of, I guess I would feel different about that debt because what choice would we have? Yeah. But I don't think that's the case.
It was $19 trillion when President Obama left.
Okay,
it's $26 trillion now. I thought these Republicans were gonna
right. Well, that's more
put the debt down.
That's more though. A lot of people don't understand that.
Oh, okay.
So $19 million with Obama, $26 million.
Right.
With Sergeant
what Obama did
rapey fuck Twunt McGee.
Slow the deficit, which you can't explain to those morons.
Yeah.
The difference between debt and deficit.
They right. Go,
la, 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 Obama is black.
The deficit is different than the debt.
Yes. The deficit is how big the hole is.
Oh, yes. The deficit.
The debt is how much has gone through the hole.
Okay.
So if the water is pouring through a giant deficit.
Right.
Even if you're shrinking the deficit, so you're shrinking the hole. Less water is going through. There's still water going through.
The hole is less dilated.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
When that it's more puckered.
Sense. Right. Later. What do we want then? What do we want? What's important? What's in the hole or the size of the hole then? What matters?
Then you start getting surpluses, and then you can start paying down that debt. Then the water is flowing reverse through the pucker.
But then you have all that stuff in there.
Well, that's it. You want with a surplus, you're hopefully paying down the debt.
Oh, okay.
And spending it on things like healthcare for people and
masks,
pensions.
Yes. And that might be nice.
Good education so that we don't have any more Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a great idea. Jeez.
And lots on the arts and the humanities.
Absolutely. Can we, is there
a UBI?
What about this? I'm for that. What about this? Like, some way to metaphysically grade people on how shitty or not shitty they are. And when they walk around, they have a little rating above their head. And you can see if you're, I'm approaching a 6.9, but wait.
It's a Black Mirror episode.
I know, but damn. These, you know, you happen upon these Trumpsters, you wander into the wrong conversation, and all of a sudden, everybody's sad about a monument or something. I wish I could just know. Well, if you were a Stoic, if you're into Stoicism, that would say, I assume everyone is a racist. I'm tempering my expectations, right?
I mean, I guess, or a nihilist.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Second wave fear spooks stocks.
Jeez.
Dow down 1,861.
And me as well. But I'm also spooked by a second wave.
Mnuchin says, we can't shut again. Can't shut down again.
Why does that make any sense on any remote fucking level? That makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
The virus doesn't understand that, dickhead. God. Oh, but I forgot. Mnuchin's really the party of the people that they have their own little bunkers, right? With their own little doctors, their own little vibrators.
Well, sure.
I mean,
big giant vibrators.
Yep. Ventilators and all this shit. He doesn't care about everybody else.
Right.
He's got his Earth ship all decked out. Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
Tell him, Shelby. So some of these statues been coming down in places.
Yes.
They even yanked a Christopher Columbus statue down.
Oh, everybody's going to be so butthurt.
Is that the one they tossed in the river? I think it may be.
Oh, I don't know.
Also, a couple of our Confederate friends.
Hey.
Statues have come down.
Fuck you. Not here, though.
Jesus Christ. Listen to this is the headline that Drudge links to. At the Jerusalem Post.
Right.
So this is Israel.
Yes.
The U.S. is refighting its civil war narrative.
Like civil war reenactors? Like that is that what they mean?
Officers under General Lee are today seen as traitors and white supremacists, part of an unfolding narrative in the U.S. that sees the current police brutality and racism as linked to the Civil War. Well, that's right. I'll give them that. Of course it's linked to the Civil War. This country's been racist as fuck since then.
And you know what? To speak to his point about a Civil War, I was walking around in the backyard and I had a thought, like, if there were going to be something like this, we're in trouble because this is going to be enemy territory. I mean, if we go into like...
If they hear our... We're fucked if they hear our...
Yeah. What's that terrifying show about our future and some... we're The Handmaid's Tale here.
Number, yeah.
We're in The Handmaid's Tale, and that show freaks me the fuck out. But but that's the side this state will end up on.
the says part of what's happening in the U.S. is anger over the reverence shown for Confederate soldiers and generals in the U.S. South.
Yeah.
After the Civil War, the South was briefly occupied by federal soldiers and there was Reconstruction. However, when that era ended, the South rapidly reverted to an attempt to resurrect aspects of the pre-1860 period. African Americans were deprived of voting rights. Segregation became a form of American-style apartheid. The KKK rose and lynching increased.
Okay, wait. Why, though? Wait. Go back. Go back. There was an area, a time of reconciliation.
Which is bollocks also, because okay. They fought Reconstruction tooth and nail, but we'll give... Okay.
So what happened? We'll after pretend. All, the, after that and the Reconstruction, what? Why did all that stop then? Why would that stop?
Well... All the federal soldiers left. All the
they
feds
left.
Yeah.
So why didn't they just keep doing all that shit?
They're like, all right.
So they didn't do it?
Those people over there, you can't own them anymore. Have a nice day. We're gone. We're out of here. See ya.
That's all they did?
No.
I mean, geez.
But
what a fucking mess. God.
Alongside this racist system, the Confederate flag returned to adorn state institutions and a lobby push to see the Confederacy as quintessentially American.
So for a time,
this is interesting. Here,
there was a Northern force that stayed, and they made us not be Nazi racist assholes.
I don't know if that's an oversimplification, but
okay.
The Reconstruction,
and then they left.
The Reconstruction was, you know, here we're going to hold your hand for a little bit,
and they let go of
and
the
make
hand.
Make sure you guys free your slaves and shit.
But they let go of the hand.
Well,
that was a tremendous mistake.
Well, yeah.
All of these states need handholdings. Like Kay Ivey, the racist, what's the guy's name that runs Mississippi?
What we can do is
something taint.
If we get the Senate and the White House, is a lot of this good shit. Pass some really good shit.
What would it speak to any of the shit that Brian Kemp's doing in Georgia with these elections?
Like the Voting Rights Act, you know, they took a shank to the list. They didn't take a shank to the concept. They said, okay, look, we get that, you know, maybe there should be...
That's so evil.
There should be adults watching for voter suppression and voter fraud and all that stuff. But... We think this list is too old and that you need to update the list.
That's so
what
evil.
The Supreme Court said. And Congress has done nothing, of course, for 12 years now, 11 years now.
Yeah, yeah. And so they don't say they want to get rid of it. They just want to manipulate the law in such a way that it's worthless.
Well, of course.
Boy. Okay.
Reconstruction from 1865 to 77.
Jeez.
During which attempts were made to redress the inequities of slavery and its political, social, and economic legacy, and to solve the problems arriving from the readmission to the Union of the 11 states that had seceded.
If anyone from the Union's listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, podcasting app, crabdiving.com. Did you ever consider not taking the South back and just saying, you know what? Those rednecks are nuts. But then if they hadn't have done that though, the South would have continued the slavery.
Right. And kind of the whole point was to preserve the Union, allegedly.
Right.
Lincoln was pissed that they were illegally seceding.
But he was mad about the slaves as well.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
That's why they were seceding.
Right. Yes. Oh, I understand that. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of people on the Book of Face that don't really understand that.
It's about states' rights. States' rights too. States' rights too. Keep going.
You know what? You know, it's so amazing. There are people walking around, breathing, and able to cross streets without getting hit by a car, I imagine. Perhaps they can read and write to a certain degree, but they will tell you that it's not about race. They'll tell you that. with the cops. It's not about race.
So there you go. That's a little bit of the, it's interesting reading from a foreign newspaper.
Yes.
The view of what a bunch of fucking racists we
damn
are in this country.
Right.
And how they're baffled at how the new Confederacy seems to be rising.
You know, when I went to Amsterdam, you know, you just have these moments where you realize you are in a place that is doing, Amsterdam is doing it right. We are doing it wrong, is my point.
They've got issues, like everywhere, but
like what,
they're doing
though?
A lot of good stuff there.
They got those parks. They got that weed. They got that lifestyle,
well,
where not everybody's a cunt.
The prostitution is still a little mobbed up, and the weed is still a little mobbed up, but they're getting better with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to cross the street because of all the traffic, but you don't have to have a car. You can take the subway. You can rent a bike.
I would think their tourism may have suffered a hit with all these states legalizing marijuana over
even
here.
Even better.
There's going to be fewer Americans there.
I think that would make it better. I'm like, oh, God. So you ungentrified this area. Now this area is awesome.
I don't have to go to the Amsterdam no more to smoke weed. I could just...
Yeah. These horrible people that for some reason like weed have been waddling over from Texas to smoke. And now we don't have to put up with them anymore because it is legal.
What accent is it?
Amsterdam.
That was in Amsterdam.
Amsterdamese. It's French.
It's the only thing.
I'm proficient.
Speak French in,
oh yeah,
Holland probably.
Right. Well, a lot of people there speak a lot of different languages. It's not like Texas.
Exactly.
It's not like here anywhere. We're cunts.
And it's been proven that if you teach your kids, like starting in kindergarten, and
to not be cunts,
even earlier, introducing foreign languages,
yeah,
they pick it up a lot easier,
right,
than trying to cram it into their teenage brains when they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude. But why don't we do that here, then? But why don't we? Are we too busy praying or some shit?
I guess,
the Bible?
I guess it's not Jesus' language anymore, you know. I don't want you learning the Mexican.
There is a reason when people... And I'm not sitting here just sucking Europe's big, thick cock all day. But when you go to Europe, there is a reason you're like, oh, my God, this place is awesome.
Many parts.
Yeah, man. The Czech Republic is great.
In some parts, yeah.
Yeah, well, the part I was in, I liked it.
Right.
And it's a lifestyle thing. Yeah. It is a lifestyle thing. And, you know.
France, you know, is good. They know how to riot, too.
Yeah. And it's like, there's no Jesus everywhere. Like here.
Well, yeah, Italy.
Oh, my God. Well,
Rome. Okay. I mean, that's kind of where Jesus is.
You're right.
That's where the
but why is
the
it less
office.
Irritating? Well, explain this to me. Why is Jesus more irritating
because
here than in fucking Rome?
The Italians' lifestyle is European first, Catholic second.
Why are none of them? Why don't they have the superpower
like to
speak
drink,
in tongues?
They like to
why
eat,
can't they speak in tongues?
They like to sit around.
Why
and
can't the
talk loudly?
Okay. Why can't the Catholics speak in tongues, but the Pentecostals can? Why don't they have that superpower?
Are we arguing? I may argue that it's not exactly a superpower. Join us tomorrow, everyone, for an ontological study of what's going on with the speaking in tongues.
Right.
Let's see what else is going on in the news. Tomorrow is Faithless Friday, by the way.
Jeebus.
We didn't talk about this yesterday at all, but the whole Gone with the Wind thing. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Think about
the
the
newly launched streaming service. Tuesday confirmed that it had removed the 1939 epic multi-Oscar winning giant mega movie, Gone with the Wind.
Mega movie. When did it come out again?
After it had been a giant mega book.
Yeah. But when did it come out?
1939, same year as... Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would, well.
Over racist depictions, but said the movie will return later with more context. What context are they going to put?
Well, I mean, they are in the right neighborhood, though, with things. That's what we say about these fucking trophies to white supremacy. They're not in the right context. I mean, if you took that, whacked out.
But isn't this monument story,
and you said this is part of the Jim Crow laws, it would make
spoiler
sense.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
I distinctly remember a pretty significant scene where Atlanta's burning the fuck to the ground.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's
you know,
about the Civil War, and
think about those scenes though.
Well, they're horrible, I mean, and
it's
racist.
So racist, yeah.
But they're probably sugar-coated compared to what it really was like.
Yeah, yeah.
Every other word might have been N-word.
Yeah, yeah.
And the, you know, I don't know that when Butterfly McQueen said, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have beaten the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I'm just saying it's not Birth of a Nation.
Right. Yeah.
Which, you know, one would argue, I don't know if that should be available online except for like a historical kind of a, that's the one that, you know, that the silent film that commemorates the Ku Klux Klan riding across the tundra and shit.
I mean, you know, it's just think about.
But it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think this is a chance. We're in this amazing moment right now. This is going to sound really bad. We're in this moment where you can just burn all this shit to the ground and be done with it. Go fuck yourself. And you know what? We all saw Gone with the Wind. So what?
Right.
And if somebody doesn't want to, they don't want to put it on their website.
The problem is that it minimizes the horrors of slavery.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, think about it. It's a movie made in the 30s. There's going to be racist shit in there. Just think about the time it's made.
Hattie McDaniel, you know, I see a lot of the conservatives that are squealing about this. They're like, you're silencing the first black actor to win an Academy Award. Well, you know what the details are in that? You know, Hattie McDaniel could not sit with her fellow actors, with the white actors.
Yeah.
She had to go accept her.
Yeah, here's your crumb. Here's your crumb. We're giving you this.
From a table in the back with the rest of the black
actors. Imagine how that's given to you when you know goddamn well if you are black and you got an Oscar in the 1840s. 1940s. Well, that would be amazing. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's your Oscar. That's your fucking Oscar. You earned that fucking Oscar. But they're not going to let you sit with everybody else. That's crazy. That's fucked up.
So yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth on get rid of it. You shouldn't get rid of it.
I don't know.
It does kind of romanticize the.
It's a good symbol to get rid of.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. The dog is like gnawing on.
The dog is still wrapped up in those wires right there. She's got around her fucking ear. Okay. But don't bite that. And, you know, just fucking get it. Who gives a fuck? Get rid of it. It's Gone with the fucking Wind. Do you want to watch? Nobody wants to watch that shit. Nobody wants to watch that shit. We've seen it. We've all seen it. Oh, God.
The movie has been criticized for minimizing the horrors of slavery. In a Monday op-ed for the LA Times, John Ridley, Oscar-winning director or screenwriter for 12 Years a Slave, urged HBO Max to temporarily remove the film. He said, it is a film that, as part of the narrative of the Lost Cause, romanticizes the Confederacy in a way that continues to give legitimacy to the notion that the secessionist movement was something more or better or more noble than what it was.
Yeah.
A bloody insurrection to maintain the right to own, sell, and buy human beings.
And you know, the who won the Oscar for the for Gone with the Wind? Who was it?
Vivien Leigh.
Oh, no. The Butterfly McQueen?
Oh, Hattie McDaniel.
Hattie McDaniel. I mean, there's no way slaves were treated like that.
No.
I mean, it's... it's a you know, the context is fucked up.
Right.
And also, too, you know, leave it to, you're going to make that main character a white woman that owns a plantation. And who was Rhett Butler? Who was he who came in? He was a bounty hunter or some shit like that. Or a smuggler. So,
yeah, the character.
Yeah.
I don't.
But everything about it's so romanticized. It's ridiculous.
Ridley says he doesn't think that the film should be relegated to some vault. He would say, I just ask that after a respectful amount of time has passed, that the film be reintroduced to the platform along with other films that give a more broad-based and complete picture of what slavery and the Confederacy truly were.
You know, that's where we get back to what I want. This thing where you walk around and you have a rating on your head, how much of an asshole you are. And if you're a metaphysical zero on the asshole scale, then maybe you can see Gone with the Wind you will understand the context.
Who makes the determination?
I do. I do.
Only I can help. Only I can do it.
God.
So, yeah, they're going to bring it back, but they're going to bring it back with some disclaimers and in context and hopefully in a with some other films that depict the horrors.
Yep. I mean, that whole movie industry back then must have been a huge mess. You know, like the studio system. I bet that was crazy as fuck. And we probably don't know a tenth of what went on.
No. All the shit was a secret.
It's a shame that there was no Twitter. There was no Twitter when Judy Garland was a child actor.
Errol Flynn.
Oh my God. Errol Flynn on Twitter? Holy shit.
Maybe things would.
All those crazy.
Wouldn't have gone well.
Yeah. All those crazy British fuckers. All of them on Twitter. That would be great.
Tomorrow's Fateless Friday.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everyone.
Marlon Brando would have been great on Twitter. Elvis would have been great on Twitter. The Beatles.
I mean, great in a,
In,
you know, car wreck kind of way.
Right.
I bet John Lennon would have been great on Twitter had he survived.
Nixon would have been great on Twitter. That's a problem.
You want to hear what Deanna Lorraine has to
fuck
say.
Yes. Oh, yes.
A quick Deanna Lorraine cut.
This is the tremendous loser from California, correct? Writing
Watch. Yes. She ran against, she ran in a primary to then run against Nancy Pelosi. And
she got 2%.
Less than 2%.
Less than 2%.
Yeah.
See, that tells you what the internet entertainment, what is this? She on a podcast?
She's got video going. She's on YouTube.
So podcast, video kind of shit. Right. That's the kind of industry we're in, that if you go out and run for something in a primary and you get less than 2% of the vote, you can catapult that into a thriving YouTube career. That's amazing.
Deanna Lorraine, everybody.
Okay.
It is not Black Lives Matter. It's Black Lives Superior. That's what this is.
You whiny little Karen.
I almost can't speak. How?
She's an asshole.
How do you get that?
Bam. Welcome to my world, okay?
How do you get, please stop choking us to death and killing us?
She has.
And shooting us.
She operates at a level 10 asshole. And because of that, she doesn't get to do the nice things. She doesn't get marijuana, you know.
So she's definitely a white supremacist because she believes that black equality is a threat.
Right.
And that means black superiority.
Yeah, and it makes no sense unless she's a paranoid racist fuckhead.
Unless she thinks she's superior.
Right. Why would she
think? It is not Black Lives Matter. It's Black Lives Superior. That's what this is. Make no mistake. Okay. They don't want to be treated as equals. They're already treated as equals in America. They want us to bow down to them. Oh. They want us to grovel to them. They want to apologize if we are white for the color of our skin that we can't control.
God,
I didn't own slaves.
I hear, I,
I never owned slaves. My family never owned slaves.
I have sort of heard this lunacy before. The I don't want to have to I hate feeling like I have to apologize for being white. I've heard that.
Yeah, you should apologize.
I've heard people say that.
Right, for being a testicular lump.
Quit being a twat bag.
Yeah.
Quit being a racist fuckface. There's a thought. That might help.
Part of our skin that we can't control. So that's what they want to do. And they want us to treat them like gods while we get lashings, you know, whippings and lashings and flogging.
See, look, God. They are scared shitless. These Confederate fucks. I'm sure she's way into the stars and bars out in California.
Fuck yes. She's upset with NASCAR.
And this is their whole narrative. They're terrified that the blacks are going to take over and treat them the way that the white people treated the black people. They're terrified of getting what they gave.
Is she equating like lashes from a whip?
Yes.
With getting called out on social media for being racist or?
Oh, I think she's speaking literally.
Wow. Jeez. She's worried that that's the craziest shit ever.
That the blacks are going to take over and start whipping them.
Yes. That's insane. Wow.
Treat them like gods while we get lashings, you know, whippings and lashings and floggings and are ashamed of ourselves, right? That's what they want. Let's make no mistake. It is not Black Lives Matter.
These people are horrific. These racists. Yeah.
You can't reason with somebody like this or... Or is there, I mean, you know, I always feel like when I hear these racists, you think for a second, maybe they can change their mind. But you always need to remember, they can't. This person is bonkers. Hey, listen, lunatic, with your less than 2% of the vote, go back in the woods, you racist, with the rest of you Klan fuckers. I have no interest. I have no interest in it's crazy to think that you should put energy into making this person not be a dickhead.
Trump is dad. Doesn't Trump feel like a dad? He feels like a dad to me. He feels like a dad to our country and really to the world. He's like the dad of the world. He is tough. He's, you know, he's like tough love. A good dad is someone who is tough love. He has boundaries. He has firm punishments. Okay, when he says, you violated this, you crossed a line, he...
Going to have to have you pull your pants down for a spanking.
Punishes, because that's what good dads do.
Crazy.
But he's also loving, and he's also fun, and he is warm and generous and great to be around. So he is dad.
She's describing Trump.
Warm and generous and fun to be around?
And great. She said great.
Come over here and sit on daddy's lap.
He's great. God. I think what we're into here is some cult shit. This is some MAGA death cult
shit. Right, right, right.
I don't know how else you explain this bananery.
Oh man, I wish I was just on the internet so I could really express myself today.
Holy fucking fuck.
Glenn Beck having his little meltdown yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. He's pretty awesome.
Right. Gosh. Somebody needs some lithium. Send him some lithium, don't you think?
I think he's desperate. I think his empire crashed.
He's in that weird spot, right, where I don't know how...
We talk about the insanity of what...
Sorry, it was...
Oh, that's okay.
There's a lot of leader on that one.
Oh. But, you know, Glenn Beck is... he's not like... He probably doesn't think of himself like Alex Jones crazy, you know, because Glenn Beck could, you know, the way Fox works anyway, Glenn Beck could go away. He could come back and sort of resurrect himself. No pun intended. It's like not batshit crazy. Maybe.
Right. He's a drama queen. He's I think Alex Jones is Alex Jones. I think Glenn Beck is a dinosaur. More of an actor.
I think he's a dinosaur, and I don't think he's crazy enough for what is going on now. He's no Brendan Dilley.
He's got the whiteboard back.
And stuff. Yeah. I mean, even Rush Limbaugh, when you hear him yelling and screaming, I mean, this theatrics there. Glenn Beck wants to be a professor, and I'm sorry, no one wants you. It's boring compared to everybody else.
We talk about the insanity of what this Black Lives Matter agenda really is, mm-hmm. and it is not Black Lives Matter. It's Black Lives Superior.
Okay, we heard that already.
Superior.
And are ashamed of ourselves, right? That's what they want. Let's make no mistake. We need to tell the truth. We have to be brave enough to tell the truth. I don't care about the social or professional consequences at this point. I know that there are going to be many for me. And I might get banned on all social media. I really hope to God I...
So they're proudly donning their hoods and their swastikas now out in public.
And I might get banned on social media.
Yeah, I don't care.
Everybody knows I'm a racist. I mean, you know. Oh, you know, I accidentally bumped into that today, and I forgot to mention that. Your arm for your microphone. I don't know. But I didn't think it moved it that much. I think that might be because of me. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. But, you know, I don't know. It's fine. I'm just sitting here musing about how this is probably the apocalypse. And we're in the middle of this second wave. And Mnuchin's like, we're not closing down. And I guarantee you. If this shit spreads and you get a big flare up here, you definitely will shut down again because you won't have a fucking choice. Because the hospitals are going to be fucking overran, man. It's fucking insane. We have a president that's pretending like there's no goddamn pandemic right now.
Here's Deanna Lorraine some more.
Right.
I don't, but I might. And I might not ever go on Fox News again. I might not ever, I don't know, work again. But that's a really sad thing. But we have to fight back. We cannot keep apologizing for crimes we never committed, like the color of our skin, or for a man for his masculinity.
Oh my God!
We can't apologize for being a conservative. We can't apologize for saying...
But she really needs to go and have one of those classes by Jane Elliott. She really does. She really does. Don't you think that would help? She would understand racism at that moment or not. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
Jane Elliott couldn't even fix her. I mean, but
it would take a long time.
Go back in the woods, racist. Go waddle off in the woods.
This asshole's also making money off her racism. So.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
She's got an income stream.
Imagine this person's going to unseat Nancy Pelosi.
She's pushing QAnon bullshit.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fucking wacko. I mean, that doesn't even... Well, none of this, you know.
For a man, for his masculinity. We can't apologize for being a conservative. We can't apologize for saying what it is, for calling truth out and saying Black Lives Matter is ridiculous because all lives matter. All lives are equal and all lives matter. And also, police lives matter, too. Oh, if Black lives all really mattered, then why are you guys not talking about the Black lives, like the Black police officers that have been killed by rioters over the last week?
This is what we're up against, everybody.
If you're one of these all lives matters guys, I'm shocked that you're listening and you know, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Go fuck yourself, you dumb fucking fossil. You relic of the past. Black Lives Matter is not a controversial thing to say.
This is a 2-minute clip of why we have to say Black Lives Matter. Because of people like this racist asshole.
Less than 2% of the vote when she ran.
I'm not racist. I've got a cousin-in-law that we allow to come to our house for Christmas.
I'm not racist, but if I do say racist shit, I may get banned from Twitter, and that's okay. Because.
And also, police lives matter, too. if Black lives all really mattered, then why are you guys not talking about the Black lives, like the Black police officers that have been killed by rioters over the last week? Why don't their lives matter? They're Black. Why don't Black lives matter when it comes to abortions? Why don't
there we go. Oh my God, these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers with the abortion. I mean, didn't even do, you know, the not like the pandemic's over, but earlier in the pandemic when our government was a little bit more concerned, didn't they try to slip in some anti-choice bullshit there too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? It's every time. It's anything. It doesn't matter.
You got to close those abortion clinics.
Any issue. Always these guys with the anti-fucking choice.
Black lives matter when it comes to black-on-black crimes. Okay? Because it's a hoax. Black lives matter. It's not about that. It's about power, and it's about Black lives superior, and it's about ushering in a new totalitarian leftist-run government. And, of course, it's about stealing this next election, because Black lives matter only seem to matter every 4 years when there's a major presidential election.
Holy God.
She's like, it's like she took 40 different comments on a Facebook post and put them all together. 40 different assholes of every single right-wing trope, racist trope you can come up with.
And this is one of their leaders.
Well,
I mean, she ran 2%. For something.
She got 2%.
She got 2% of the vote. Less than 2%, which is terrifying. Wow.
Terrifying.
Well, she's a fuckhead.
Well, right.
And I guess our government is littered in fuckheads, and we just have to figure out how to contend with the fuckheads so we don't all end up fucking dead. Right?
Well, sadly, a lot of people have already ended up dead, and a lot more will because
of
Republican fuckery.
Corona.
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Attributable to.
God.
Because if we had a normal administration that would have acted sooner, tens of thousands of lives.
Why did they ignore
10 days earlier? Tens of thousands of lives.
Even if you don't want to deal with the epidemic, the pandemic, you would deal with it. You would want to deal with it in a way to make it go away. I'm trying. There's no logic in this. Unless Jared made him believe it was bullshit.
There's no logic in a lot of the shit, because ultimately we don't know, because we know that if he gets something under that weave, he nobody's talking him out of it.
Oh yeah, you're right.
If Chanel Rian looks at him through the lens of OAN,
yes,
and says, "Oh, there's a, you know, the Nancy Pelosi is really, I think she's from Mars. Actually, I think we found our first real alien here on Earth, Trump."
Right.
Like, you know, people are saying.
People are saying, I've heard. We're all stupid.
In a great move yesterday, it is comical, some of it, but also terrifying. Trump's real action campaign has demanded an apology from CNN and a retraction of the poll that they did this week that shows Joe Biden with a sizable lead, I believe, by 14 points.
Yeah.
They're saying it is designed to manufacture an anti-Trump narrative.
Oh, my God. God, they sound like little fascist assholes, don't they? What a little bunker bitch.
The poll showed Trump trailing Biden 41 to 55.
Yes.
Among registered voters.
Right.
In a letter to CNN president, representatives of the Trump campaign questioned the methodology and timing of the poll, noting that it was largely conducted before better than expected unemployment numbers were released on Friday, which was
false. False.
A lie.
Bullshit. Yes. The numbers were massaged, right?
Media polls such as these are designed to manufacture an anti-Trump narrative and misinform and mislead actual voters. It's a stunt and a phony poll to cause voter suppression, stifle momentum and enthusiasm for the president, and present a false view generally of the actual support across America for the president.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen Miller.
This is utterly ridiculous.
It's insanity. It's crazy.
Gallup poll came out. They asked Kaylee McEnany about it.
McEnany.
I think she's worse than Sarah Huckabee.
Dude, absolutely.
Sarah Huckabee was loathsome, but Kaylee McEnany.
She's a troll, right? That's all she is.
Yeah.
She's a fucking social media troll that is now speaking for the president at these whacked out press conferences.
So they asked her about
McEnany.
A Gallup poll that showed Trump's approval having dropped to 39%.
Damn!
And McEnany said, "We believe the Gallup poll is by no means an accurate portrayal of where the president is."
Okay. Thank you. And CNN is supposed to retract and apologize. Is that correct?
Retract by publishing a full, fair, and conspicuous retraction, apology, and clarification to correct its misleading conclusions.
Is that real?
This letter puts you on notice, it says.
Oh my God. Is that real?
That it should preserve documents related to the production of the poll, which was conducted for the network by a company called SSRS.
Yeah, but is it real? That what you just said, his tweet.
Oh, these are quotes. No, this is the campaign. This is the letter from the campaign.
Oh, right. Okay.
To the lawyers.
Oh, God, that's insane.
Now the response.
Yes.
From CNN.
Right.
Is amazing.
Damn.
It's a brief letter.
Okay.
A few paragraphs here.
Right.
To the senior legal advisor. For
You're not going
to
give yourself any underscore, no music or anything like that, but the HuffPo would.
Yeah, I don't know what CNN music would sound like.
Yeah, Shelby.
Dear Mr. Ellis, this responds to your letter dated June 9th, 2020. To my knowledge, this is the first time in its 40-year history that CNN has been threatened with legal action because an American politician or campaign did not like CNN's polling results.
Jeez.
To the extent we have received legal threats from political leaders in the past, they have typically come from countries like Venezuela or other regimes where there is little or no respect for a free and independent media. CNN is well aware of the reputation John McLaughlin and McLaughlin Associates, this is the company that they've hired.
Yeah.
To do their polling. These are the guys that came out the other day and said that their Gallup poll, this is bullshit.
Right.
And I think they have a D on when they do their own polls over at 538.
Oh, right.
A grade of D.
538 gives them a D.
Yes, as far as accuracy.
Yes.
In their polling.
And that's almost failing.
So these are the guys that Trump has now hired to dispute the other polls.
Oh, yes.
This guy's name is John McLaughlin. In 2014, his firm famously reported that Eric Cantor was leading his primary challenger, Dave Bratt, by 34 points, only to see Bratt lose by 11, a 45-point swing. The firm currently has a D rating from 538.
Oh, shit!
In any event, McLaughlin was able to evaluate and criticize CNN's most recent poll because CNN is transparent and publishes its methodology along with its polling results. Because of this, McLaughlin was free to publish his own critique of CNN's analysis and share his criticisms across the U.S. media landscape. That's how free speech works. It's the American way.
Yes.
Your letter is factually and legally baseless.
Oh, shit!
It is yet another bad faith attempt by the campaign to threaten litigation to muzzle speech it does not want voters to read or hear. Your allegations and demands are rejected in their entirety.
Oh, my gosh.
Very truly yours.
And it's only...
And listen to the name of the...
It's only
the lawyer. David C. Vigilante.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
The Vigilante.
I dig it. He's vigilant.
So CNN's response.
That's good.
A great fuck you letter.
We're not being fucked with. That's
what
I heard.
It'll fly. You know, that kind of shit might work with little contractors that can't afford to hire lawyers to outlawyer you.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie.
But not CNN.
The way your whole career has worked.
And you know, but it's crazy because it's such a desperate play anyway, because all he's doing, I mean, it's the reality is still there. I mean, most people hate his ass, but he's trying to make his sad little racist base feel better about their vote. That's it, right?
That's all he's got left. He's got to hope that somehow he can shore up his base and suppress enough of our vote to sneak it through again.
Are there things that the president does, like, that might be in the president's administration, their job is to keep watch over certain things that are might be considered apolitical, that you just do, like keeping the lights on certain things that we need to do to make our country function?
No, I don't think a lot.
Well, oh, really? So they don't have to do shit.
I think there's a lot to do. I don't think there's a lot of people doing it.
Well, who's and doing the stuff for our country, though? And I'm asking
fewer
because
and fewer people.
His administration seems like if they're busy all the time just manufacturing bullshit about a reopening and covering up COVID,
right,
then they're not doing anything to fight COVID. Do you think they're doing anything to fight COVID on the down low that they don't want us to know about?
No, they're not even meeting every day anymore.
They're not meeting every day.
No, twice a week.
But there's still people dying every day.
Oh, it's getting worse.
So the task force can't meet every day, but Americans can die every day. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. We seem to be okay with like 1,000 people dying a day, and which will probably get worse.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ. Everybody drives like an asshole.
Yeah, I love that story. It just shows how just venal and what gits they are over at the Trump campaign.
Oh,
that
yeah. They're just sad little fucking
right.
dickheads.
I mean, what vile little creatures they are. How dare you publish that poll that shows the president's losing?
Are you
losing?
Proud of yourself? I mean, you made it all the way to some point in your political career that you're in the office working for this administration and you're part of this. Like, who can get behind this?
You're right.
What kind of an ideologue do you have to be? What does this serve, this Trump?
So fucking.
I guess they're just trying to get more judges in. I'm just trying to feel like why Republicans would still, at this point, I mean, you know, stick with this guy. Why don't you call for your guy to resign?
They're terrified of his base. They're still terrified of him.
Well, then fuck.
And they're worried
their base.
That they've made the calculation that if they flipped anti-Trump, it would be worse for them.
Yeah,
at the box office or the box
same
office.
Thing.
Yeah, at the
I know what you mean. The voter
the ballot the, box.
Yes, yes. But
as opposed to if they did the right thing.
But if you're reading the writing on the wall, and I might say this to our fucking mayor, you know, why don't you what you should be more progressive? Because the other side is just going away. It's a losing battle.
They don't think so. They're desperately trying to hang on.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and trying to figure out a way to govern from a increasingly shrinking minority.
And maybe they want the Handmaid's Tale. Maybe they have a big hard on for shit
like
that.
Yeah, some of them.
I don't want that. Pompeo. That creeps. Yeah, that's so creepy.
Pompeo, Mike Pence, Billy Barr gets his authoritarianism from Opus Dei bullshit.
God, all you creepy religious fuckheads, you're killing us with your weird shit. I'm a Thetan 7. Fuck you.
Got it.
We've got
yes.
Mike Pence.
God.
Caught with your.
There you go.
Oh my God! I just. Jesus Christ, Karen Pence fucks him.
Mike Pence.
Oh, my God. Bum, 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 bum. It's Great Balls of Fire, too. That's a song they're parodying right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's
talking about his balls.
Yes, and I find that offensive.
I've got great big balls of Christian fire.
Oh, yeah.
I've got I think Rachel did this story two nights ago or whatever. Oh, but
the Mad Owl Nightmare Podcast.
Might have been yesterday. After the election in Iowa. Sorry, my allergies are...
That's all right.
Acting up.
It's not the COVID. It's these fucked up allergies, which I have read are exacerbated by this fucked up global warming that the Republicans, you know, pretend to ignore. Or they don't. They ignore it. They don't pretend to ignore it. They just ignore it because they're fuckheads.
So we know just what a fucking giant truck full of balloons filled with diarrhea that exploded. The Republican election was in Georgia.
A balloon full of diarrhea exploding.
And just the suppression everywhere. One woman tweeted two different pictures. She had to wait 3 hours in her black neighborhood. And she said, you know what? I'm going to go. And she drove to one of the lily white suburbs.
No lies.
She went to their polling place and all the machines were working and there was no line.
Fuck this shit. That's disenfranchising someone of their voting right. That's voter suppression.
Well, you'll recall the Republicans of Iowa were all pissy at their Secretary of State when I don't know if it's a he or she, when he or she had the audacity.
Yes.
To send out mail-in ballot applications.
Right.
To
right.
everybody.
Yeah, and it's something you can opt in. You can decide.
Well, and guess what happened? A shit fucking ton of people voted.
Of course.
In Iowa.
Right.
Because of this. And it worked.
Yeah.
Because they have 0.0 evidence of any fraud that happened.
Yeah.
Thus far.
And I imagine they looked. Nothing Someone going looked.
On. The way they've done it, they did it right there, kind of, this thing.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Republican legislature is now turning around and passed a law that says no more voter by mail. It works so well.
God.
They're like, we're taking it away because of the fraud.
But there's no. I mean, fraud. It they be, have no evidence.
It couldn't be more blatant.
But they have no evidence. You're how right. can they say I? How can you? We should have some law that says you can't say you're doing something for a bullshit reason. I don't know how you. I mean, it's. What do you do about that? How do you fix that? You can't have shitty people.
You gotta get the Republicans out of the Iowa legislature.
The world can, this government is flawed because it can only account for so much shittiness.
Iowa is among the swing states that could help determine whether Trump spends another 4 years in the White House or is voted out. It's also a state in which the GOP has been waging a sleazy voter suppression campaign, and the Des Moines Register's editorial board has called out the Iowa Republicans in a blistering editorial.
Oh, shit.
Published on June 10th.
Oh, I want to read that.
Sleazy? Parts of it. Republican state lawmakers are on a mission. Make it as difficult as possible for Iowans to vote. Their latest effort to fulfill this mission came in the form of a last-minute 30-page amendment to a previously simple, non-controversial bill. Senator Roby Smith, Republican of Davenport, said the new legislation, passed along party lines after a contentious late-night debate, is intended to support safe, secure, and reliable elections.
They don't want you to vote.
The Des Moines Register says it is not. They go on to stress that Iowa already has safe, secure, and reliable elections. The obvious goal of the Iowa Republicans is voter suppression.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
Quote, the bill, among other things, prohibits the Secretary of State from mailing absentee ballot requests to Iowans without a written voter request. In other words, it would prevent the current Secretary, Republican, Paul Pate, from doing exactly what he recently did. To promote voting by mail during the coronavirus pandemic, he sent mail-in ballot request forms to all registered voters in the state.
Yeah. request forms.
Right.
You're not actually getting the ballot.
It's not the ballot.
What is the problem?
The June 2nd primary, they had record voter turnout, largely due to the absentee ballot.
Guys, Florida, you can vote by mail in Florida. That's something we can brag about here.
Well, for now.
But we got it.
For now, we have Ron DeRacist in Republican legislature here.
I've already requested mine, though. I requested mine. Bullshit, I requested mine.
Who's to say they don't pass a law that says we've changed our minds? Fuck you.
When the shit goes down and the boogaloos secede, I don't know, some bad shit happens and we have to live here in the Handmaid's Tale, we're going to have to escape. I don't know how that happens. Flee by boat.
The editorial says the novel coronavirus will still be circulating during the November general election to reduce transmission of the virus. Iowa needs to expand early and absentee voting. We will need more no-contact ballot drop-off sites. Because of increased early voting difficulty in recruiting poll workers, counties should reduce the number of polling places, which the legislation also limits.
You know, these guys, God. See, you should, that's how, that's the reason we should have this voting like this is because Corona. Everything we do in this government should be related to how we're fighting this coronavirus. It's a real thing.
So these Republicans are just
fuckheads.
Again, cartoonishly evil.
They're lying.
Like when a Democrat wins the governorship and they all decide to call an emergency session to vote away all the powers from the governor.
Well, Pat, they're little fucking bitches.
They are. They're fascist bitches.
Little
they don't
fucking
like
bitches.
Democracy.
You know,
it's the whole thing with gerrymandering.
Yeah.
They don't want real democracy. They want to carve up groups of people by how they vote so they make sure that they get a disproportionate amount of seats. What was it, Ohio or one of those states? It was Virginia before the gerrymandering changed. I think the Democrats won like 65% of the votes statewide.
Yeah.
For state house.
Oh yes.
For state house seats. But the Republicans won like 75% of the seats because of the way they gerrymandered, because of the
way
they
clear.
Drew.
That's right. There's no accounting for that other than fucked up math. And cheating and someone perverting numbers.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think we have it just sucks because what everybody always has to say in America about politics with most people I find you talk to, well, there's corruption on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
The both sides. I think the both sides thing was a real problem in 2016 because for some reason, I mean, people saw Hillary equally as corrupt as Trump.
Right.
That's a mental illness thing. I mean, clearly. I mean, that's crazy that people thought that.
There are reports that people seem to be liking Kamala Harris more for the vice presidential spot.
Right. Well, she's serving up a lot of people their asshole, right? She's doing, you know.
She's also been marching.
Yes.
Marched in the streets, sponsored new police reform legislation.
Right.
She's been a forceful proponent of sweeping social change and a fierce critic of Trump. I wonder, you know, they're talking about Val Demings, too, and I just wonder, you know, she was the chief of police. I just don't know. I don't know if that's, if you want to pick someone who was chief of police.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Kamala was a prosecutor, which is maybe not optimal, but.
Yeah. Would she be an AG person?
Who, Deming?
No.
Oh, Kamala would make a great AG.
So
would Amy Klobuchar.
Right.
Because Amy Klobuchar was a prosecutor in Minnesota. So you could maybe, get her there too.
Yeah. Well, all great. Hey, listen, all great options compared to the other side.
Yeah. Or Stacey Abrams.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Bill Barr's the AG right now. Right. Bill Barr.
She's also become a key ally for Biden, even though she pummeled the shit out of him in that first debate. Remember, on his kind of racist-y past when he was crowing about how he worked with those segregationist Democrats and stuff?
Yes. Yep, I remember that. I get it. Right. I mean, you know, Kamala would have made a better presidential candidate, right?
Than Biden?
Yeah. I mean, Biden's up by 14 points, whatever, you know.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. But it's not like they're going to debate. It's not like Biden and Trump will ever debate.
Oh, I don't think so.
You know.
It says Biden is facing pressure within the party to choose a black woman as his running mate. He's committed to having a woman.
Right.
And for a while, there were whispers that seemed like Amy Klobuchar or someone was like, that would be.
I just don't understand.
The choice to shore up the,
right.
the Midwest kind of thing.
Why did they not go Obama, Warren? Michelle right. Obama, Elizabeth Warren. That's a great ticket. That's a good ticket.
A Democratic strategist said recent events all but require Biden to pick a black woman. And that Harris would be the most practical choice.
Yes.
She's also from California, so her seat will be replaced by Gavin Newsom
of
California.
That is very important, right?
Right.
That is a big deal. That's the issue with Elizabeth Warren.
You're right. Picked by a Republican. A purple Republican, but a Republican nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, fuck these Republicans. Fuck them 24-7. And also, like, shouldn't Elizabeth Warren be a legislator? If anybody should, like, write laws and shit, shouldn't it be, like, someone like her that knows shit?
Oh, give her the chairmanship of some of these finance committees so that she could just rip the fuck out of these rich twunts.
I mean, and she knows shit. Am I making too little of that?
No, of course.
I mean, what does Mitch McConnell know about? Does he know about anything? Is he a lawyer? Is he a history buff? Does he give a shit about anything?
I don't think so.
Is there anything inside him? Gross. But is there anything like? He's just like an empty. I don't know. He's like an empty trash liner.
One strategist says, at some point, we're worried that Biden's going to convince himself black people like him so much that he could pick Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't do that. And don't go on shows and do your black voice. Don't do shit like that to sound Clinton, fucking insane.
Hillary Clinton figured she didn't need to work in the Rust Belt. So.
Yeah. Well.
And there you go.
Right, right. We'll go work in the Rust Belt next time.
50,000 votes,
Jesus,
over a
fucking
couple of different
Christ.
States differently.
Things
Bill Clinton
be,
was telling them, we got to go to the Midwest.
Bill Clinton would be in the White House right now getting his fuck on.
You know, there'd be something going on.
Oh, yeah.
The first gentleman would be embarrassing.
Right.
So Harris...
Yes.
Is it says a tougher sell for Democrats from the left wing,
right?
Who have criticized her record as a former prosecutor and attorney general in California,
yes,
including what they viewed as a failure to crack down on police misconduct.
What about Ilhan Omar as vice president?
That I don't think would be a strategic. Why? It would be strategery.
Oh, okay.
Skeptics remain. After Harris co-sponsored a Democratic bill this week that would ban chokeholds and remove some legal protection for police officers, one activist said she has a history that by some accounts is not good, but we want to see where she wants to move to. So
okay.
I guess they're open.
Right, right.
Some of the lefties, so.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. You're just sitting over here talking about what's going on in the Democrats with the presidential election and not really a lot.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's just so much going on with the Republicans.
Right.
I mean, they're a flaming asshole circus, you know, in tiny little cars under a tent driving around like lunatics. And really, there's nothing happening with the left except they're figuring out, you know, how they're going to position everybody for the run. That's it. Just shuffling shit around.
God, I think... that, you know, Trump wants to have a Nuremberg rally in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
But now I guess in order to get tickets, they're trying to get... Reporters notice that Trump's campaign is trying to include a disclaimer of any legal liability for the spread of coronavirus.
Oh my fucking
God. At the upcoming rally.
Jesus,
guys. Attendees being asked to affirm that by attending this rally, you and any guests voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agreed to not to hold Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Sign it!
Liable for any illness or injury.
Sign it, you dumb fucking sorry asshole deplorables. Get out your pen, bend over, pull your pants down, spread your ass cheeks, and sign that waiver, you fucking pussies. Your golden fuck god is telling you to. Oh, let me sign the waiver. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie. You sorry shitbag deplorable fuckheads. You know they will sign that waiver. You know they will go. They will get corona, and they will spread it all over the place. And they're going to kill every single fucking one of us. These nasty ass fucking right-wing nut job racist spreaders. Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ. What's going on over there? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm having an allergy.
Oh shit. Do you need an EpiPen or something like that?
No, it's just a lot of sneezing and a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah. There might be allergy medicine or something.
Well, it takes a while.
We've got Sudafed.
Oh, that'll be great. Sudafed makes me sleepy.
Oh yeah. Or
makes people
sleepy. What about Benadryl?
Both.
Yeah.
They're trying to put that you can't sue Trump.
God,
if you get the COVID.
You dumb little fuckheads. Bunker bitch is afraid you're going to come to his party.
How are they going to get him there? He is a notorious germaphobe.
He will go.
How are they going to get him in there? I mean, really,
they have to lie to him.
Right. I mean, is he so desperate?
Yes.
For
yes.
The love of the hate rally.
Ooh, yeah.
That his own germophobia will overcome it. Because God,
I don't know.
Thousands of people all breathing and yelling and his direction.
They are going to wheel him in there like the fucking Pope.
Like in a hamster bubble.
Maybe
he'll roll in there.
Or maybe they get someone that looks alike, just like him.
Oh, like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. And then he can read what he would say into an ear. I don't know. I think they're going to put him in a Pope mobile. They're going to protect his candy.
Maybe
ass.
Alec Baldwin got the gig. Maybe he'll be. Hello, everybody.
I tell you this, Alec. I guarantee you, there's no way in hell Alec Baldwin is going to be. He's like, you want me to be in Tulsa for the Republican?
With thousands of Republicans,
get me out of here. They can't have that. I'm sorry, they can't have their little fuck rally. They can't. That's going, shit like this is going to kill us. We are going to die from this because of these fuckheads. God.
We've got some Trump's America stories.
Eat my dick.
During a discussion on a resolution to remove a statue of a Confederate general.
Jesus Christ.
You know, as these
snowflakes
discussions make the city councils and state legislatures and stuff in the South.
Yeah.
We're going to get some great sound bites.
Oh, dude, I watched a video of two guys hanging out by the Confederate War Memorial here. They were these two hippie dudes. They were in lawn chairs. And this fucking, I don't know how it was set up, but this one city councilman is answering their questions about it. And the guy can't give him a good answer. He's like, well, are you going to vote on it this Thursday? And the guy's like, no, it's not on the agenda. Why not? Well, because we just didn't have it on the upcoming agenda.
You can change the agendas.
Yeah. He goes, well, why don't you just change the agenda? He said, we can't do that without a vote. And I said, well, what happens if the guy was like, well, what happens if there's a hurricane? Well, we have an emergency meeting. And the guy's like, well, I think we're going through an emergency right now. Why don't you have a meeting about that? This guy said nothing.
So this is in Tennessee.
Fuck you.
during a discussion about a resolution to remove a statue of a Confederate general, early leader of the KKK. This must be
Nathan Bedford. Nathan
Bedford. That stands inside the Tennessee State Capitol.
Yay! Oh, it's inside the Capitol.
A Republican, shocking, representative, state rep, said, named Jerry Sexton, made some comments that have sparked a backlash.
Aw, shit, Pat. I bet he said some racist, whacked out garbage.
The Tennessee House Committee voted down the resolution, which suggested replacing the bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest with a less controversial figure. During the lead-up to the vote, Sexton, who argued against removing it, said that memorials to Confederate figures should get a pass because slavery was once the norm and people just didn't know any better.
You lost. Sorry. That guy lost. That's not the right answer. Is that the right answer?
It was not against the law to own slaves back then. Who knows? Maybe some of us will be slaves one of these days. Oh. Laws change.
What? So he's saying if we take down a monument to white supremacy, that there's a chance that his candy ass might end up a slave.
Right.
Oh, okay.
With a little bit of wistful hoping that, you know, maybe we can go back to the good old days when they could make the black ones slaves again.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because you know laws change. He's making it sound like it's just a law that made slavery bad. That's all it was, just a law.
Can these people not for one second, and you can't, I'm not saying you can properly imagine, you have no idea. I have no idea what it was like to be a slave, but what I know about it from things I've read, heard about, you know, and Ken Burns has told me that it was horrible. It's a horrible fucking thing. And I can't imagine it. Can't that guy have a similar thought process and think maybe we should take down something that memorializes slavery? And why is it so controversial? Just take it down.
Oh, here we go. I think we might have the audio.
Thank you. Well, controversial words during a debate over a request to remove the Nathan Bedford Forrest bust from our state capitol. News 4's Joseph Vakile is breaking down what was said and the reaction coming from state lawmakers. Hey, good morning, Tosin.
Good morning, Holly. That controversial statement coming from Republican Representative Jerry Sexton during yesterday's vote on a House bill. Here's what he had to say.
And it was not against the law on that day to do that. It wasn't against the law to own slaves. And who knows, maybe some of us will be slaves one of these days. Laws change.
Oh, God. What a shocker.
Sometimes there are moments, it's all horrible, but there are moments that feel like a Christopher Guest movie, and that's one of them. That guy is, who is he?
Right out of Central Sexton? Casting, Representative Jerry Sexton.
Look him up. He's not going to surprise you. I mean, God.
An old white guy, white guy with a mustache.
I'm not trying to be.
Porn stash going on.
Oh, yeah, God. You know, what does he mean by laws change? Is he sort of
I think he's saying they're coming for us if we keep this up.
I see. This is a very odd slippery slope. So if we take down trophies to white supremacy, at some point we might take down white people.
Yes. Well, you heard what's her face, Deanna Lorraine, who said it's black superiority.
Black people were wronged here. Slavery was wrong, and this is about it. Not that it would make it right, but we're trying to do the right thing. And you would think that taking down a monument to the people that owned people wouldn't be such a big fuck. God, you snowflakes!
Oh, he's
sad
busy.
Sad little bitches!
Jerry's really busy. Representative Jerry Sexton of Bean Station, Tennessee.
I'm from
main station. It's my heritage.
Is sponsoring House Bill 2778, which was submitted in the Tennessee General Assembly last session.
Fuck you!
But is now going before the House floor there. The bill would make the Holy Bible the official state book of Tennessee.
Oh, we did this story, no, though.
This is 2 days ago.
Oh, my God. Because
the governor already vetoed that a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's why I remember. Oh,
the previous governor, even the Republican governor then.
This is a follow-up.
Was like, yeah.
This is a bad follow-up.
This is another one.
But now it's for real the Bible, right?
Critics of the 2016 legislation, which had been vetoed, complained about placing the Bible alongside other state symbols like the official rock, the tree, or the reptile. They were also legal concerns. You know, it's like the official book.
Oh, yeah,
it's the official
yeah.
reptile.
Right, right. And the Jesus is the official book or the Bible or well, whatever yeah, the fuck.
They argued that it was yeah. less than dignifying.
Right. Well, the other choices were Gone with the Wind. I bet you right. a million fucking dollars even there. You know, I don't know. What were the other choices, I wonder?
And the official state birth control.
The secret yeah. is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any two buttons securely into place, and when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
All they got, now I just figured them out. All they did, hi, I'm Skrogard. All we did was find some really great latex. They admit it. It's premium latex cut to fit your torso. It's not a great invention. I think they're making too much of this.
Well, they're like boxer briefs made out of
really great latex. That's what they're bragging about.
For your Schwanson pecker.
But I'm just saying that people don't need to forget the real hero in this story was the guy that made this great latex.
The voiceover. Oh.
Yeah, no, wait. Now you're
the voiceover
right.
guy.
You're right.
So there you go. Jerry Sexton's a little busy beaver there in Tennessee.
Ah, shit, yes. God, how do you...
Talking about, hey, it was legal back then. They didn't know no better.
But also... Someone took time out of what is going on to make the Bible the official book.
Same guy.
But he took time to do that in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
Good. That's good. That'll help, right? Will God do something then for Tennessee? Or?
Well, I'm sure that's what he'll say.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a friend in Tennessee that I follow on the Book of Faith, and she is a big old progressive, and their COVID numbers are going up.
Oh.
And no one's
going
saying,
up in a lot of places.
No one's saying shit about it.
Going up in a lot of places.
Yay. God.
Everyone was astonished, they said, when he said that.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, that's so fucked up.
I think everybody was just astonished because it was totally at odds with the very poignant testimony by the sponsor of the bill about how burdensome the legacy of slavery is. Then this guy's remark... This guy shows up and he's like, you know,
but it didn't even
it was legal back then.
Well, I mean, and also the monument was about the Jim Crow laws. It was about white supremacy, not even about the fucking Confederacy. I mean, so that is disingenuous. I mean, that's the problem with the fucking monuments. When these people say, you know, it you're dishonoring people that served in that war. Well, it's not put there for that reason in the first place, huge ones.
Right.
You know, it's not about that in the least.
It was, listen, they made us give you the right to vote, black people, but don't think you've got any power around here because we're putting up this memorial.
And they turned them out very quickly and they look like shit. You know,
the leader of the KKK.
The leader of the KKK.
The inventor of the KKK.
Yeah. Doesn't need, I mean, it should not be a controversy. All the other monuments, all this Confederate shit, we should blow it out our asshole. But that one, you would think getting rid of Nathan What's-His-Face's statue would be what you see on the internet over there.
The reported rates on Florida's website, unless I'm reading it wrong, yesterday was a record day, 1,700.
Okay.
The day before it was 1,200.
Oh, great. Okay.
New cases.
That's an increase again.
It's a big increase.
But we're not shutting down, no matter what. That's what Mnuchin said, right?
We can't shut down.
See, that's the thing. You know, business said, you want us to reopen. What are you?
Escambia County.
Yes?
The last 2 days. Yesterday may be the record day. 14 new cases. The day before, 13.
What was the normal?
Oh, no, there was a 15. Oh. There was a 15 in May was the previous biggest day. But we've had 13 and 14 the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So our second and third biggest days.
So what's our total number?
With increasing. Here in Escambia County.
The total number of COVID in Escambia, the Crab's hometown, is?
I got to zoom in because the...
Right.
This is kind of a fucked up little map.
Why don't they hire that person back that was fired and then smeared? Why don't they hire her back to fix the data?
Because on the page, it just
one
more death since yesterday.
Okay,
944 total cases.
That is damn. The numbers are clicking up.
They are here in our county.
Yep. It's probably the same in your fucking county, man.
Well, you know, like Broward and the bigger counties are still on lockdown.
No,
all this phase
bullshit.
Two,
no, they're open.
No, look at the orders. They say we're going to phase two, except Broward County, Miami-Dade County.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the bigger cities where they're getting hit harder.
Shit. I mean, so, you know, fuck. We don't have to reopen.
Well, but here.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Right. I mean, but, you know, you can't talk to anybody here because here people will say the numbers aren't that big, or they will say it's just like the flu or some other bullshit. And also, we are blessed with some officials that obviously don't give a fuck about anything. They're loons. They're lunatics.
There's a lot of recent Karen videos about these people, men and women, Karens, who are bitching about having to wear masks and stuff. And they go right to, it's a hoax.
It's not
a
hoax.
I saw three videos yesterday of angry white people yelling, you're all brainwashed. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. One woman was yelling, it only affects people in nursing homes.
Oh, I've heard that.
It's a hoax.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the numbers would be different here if we had a meatpacking facility.
Well, right. Yeah.
I mean, we have nursing homes,
but yeah, I've seen a lot of those fucking videos.
Yeah. Well, it's a hoax. People are putting those together. George Soros
and they're
is
listening
producing
to
those.
Fucking Trump.
Oh yeah.
And people like Dilly.
Right. Right.
Speaking of, I wonder.
Oh yeah.
If there's a,
I mean, really, it doesn't feel it. There's this feeling, at least here, that people think this is finished. And coronavirus is something that used to be a thing, but it's not a thing anymore.
Right.
And they're going about their fucking business. And it skeeves me out to be out in that shit.
Random Dilly drop. Today's show?
Yes.
Let's see if I can get this to load.
Oh, shit. Load. By the way, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, facebook.com/crabdiving. Like our shit.
God, he's really
comment.
He's really embracing the Pepe Frog meme a lot. I'm seeing a lot
Pepe
more of
that.
Pepe
the Frog is just like a dog whistle to racist, right? It's like a little cartoon character if you're a bigot that you like. And Pepe, what does Pepe do? Does Pepe do racist things or
well, the
jokes?
Original cartoonist sued the fuck out of people
that's
that
right.
were using it.
They perverted his image.
Right. Let me see if I can get that. Okay, here we go.
He'd never be removed. The free market doesn't forget. They go, no, that's the thing I watch. That's the guy I watch. That's the thing I participate in. And they go, well, you can't watch that. And they go, well, I'm American, so fuck you. And they go, well, we're going to delete him. They're like, let's find him American. I'll find him. Product of the free market. There's nothing more beautiful than capitalism. Nothing. Nothing on planet Earth is more beautiful or upwardly mobile for somebody. Look, no college education, single parent household, least likeliest to do anything. Here we are.
Is he talking about himself?
I guess.
Here we are.
It might be a mic drop. What do you think? Is that a mic drop? Did Dilly earn one? Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, he does mic drops on himself. He's got some little animated thing that comes in.
You're a fucking load.
Skipping.
God, this guy.
Oh, he looks angry here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Washington, when asked about Little Mogadishu, a.k.a. the Autonomous Zone, he had this to say.
Oh.
Little Mogadishu? Yeah,
this is the Autonomous Zone in downtown or in Seattle.
Yes.
Where the protesters have taken over a section of downtown.
Yeah.
And they put up barriers and the cops don't go there. And
that sounds nice.
They predicted that it would be a fuckscape of Mad Max type lifestyle and all kinds of peace and love.
Yeah.
And they set up a movie theater on the street with a big, a giant collapsible
Can
screen.
I have that? Can we have that?
And it's all like kumbaya kind
Who's
of shit.
Who's in charge then? Who runs everything?
I don't know.
Governor, I'd like to ask you about what's going on in Seattle. There's this thing called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What's your thought on that? The fact that the protesters have taken that over and not allowing people to come and go freely? And regarding the National Guard.
Well, that's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that from any credible source. Not that you're not credible, it's just...
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Brendan Dilley is an asshole.
Whose movement, free movement, are they preventing?
I think he's saying the cops. They don't let cops go there.
That's probably people in MAGA hats.
It's a nice place.
So there's only two options here. He's either lying, right? Which is probably most likely. Or Seattle is such a shithole, such a lawless fucking dump, that the governor of the state was completely unaware of the fact that fucking degenerate, disgusting hippies and a warlord had taken over seven blocks of buildings, government buildings.
Okay. Jeez, he is upset.
Yeah.
That does that sum it up? Is that the scene at this... At Little Mogadishu?
Little Mogadishu.
I mean, god damn, it sounds nice to me. I mean, what is it? It's a little area with a movie screen. It's
the Autonomous Zone.
Is there weed?
Let me see. I'm not sure. I'm trying to find stories.
It sounds like fun. I mean, the Autonomous Zone. It sounds like where adults go, where adults hang out.
I'm trying to find.
And there's no Jesus.
Non-right wing.
Well,
posts about.
Are there any Jesus? Is there any Jesus shit in these autonomous zones? Because that's going to be an issue. If you're going to try to,
I don't know if there.
Yeah, there's no cross shit in Little Mogadishu. You can go shove that stuff up your asshole. This is utopia, motherfucker.
It's created to be a self-sustaining police-free zone.
I love it.
Listen to these people. I love how the first thing they did was set up a border wall.
Well, you're keeping out right-wing nut jobs, right? Is that sort of the idea?
And the police.
Right, right. It's a police-free zone.
God, the right wingers have really taken over the postings about
right. I mean, they want to reframe everything, right? They don't want it the protests to look peaceful. They want everybody to think it's a fucking hellscape. That we need big orange police, daddy.
This person says Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle is not a war zone. Do not be fooled by ulterior narratives. There is no chaos, there is no violence. It is peace and progress.
Boom, there you go. There's some truth right there.
Movie night. People are sitting 6 feet apart on the streets and they're watching a movie.
What movie?
I can't tell from here.
Okay.
I don't have that info.
That sounds nice. That's great. Why can't we have that? I want movie night. We don't have movie night.
So there you go.
That's cool.
There's no chaos.
Right. Everybody's sitting around watching Splash with Tom Hanks.
And the cities are not burning.
Oh, it's not mayhem and murder in the street?
As Fox will have you believe.
Oh, yes. It's not West Side Story?
So now they're mad at the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yes.
Mark Milley, general.
Oh, shit.
Because he had the audacity to apologize.
Yeah.
For showing up at Trump's ridiculous
right
photo op after he had peaceful protesters gassed.
Oops. Yes.
Gassed and shot with rubber bullets.
Right, right, right. Well.
He was at, I forget where he was. It was a pre-recorded video commencement to the National Defense University. So he recorded this.
Wow. I'd love to see the outtakes.
I should not have been there, he said. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
Oh, fuck.
So now the conservatives are coming out at Milley.
But he's apologizing for something. That's ultimately, you know, you can't take back what happened, but it's an apology. And I don't know. Do you hear a lot of that from that side?
Well, he's apologizing, saying he should not have been there for that,
yeah,
the politicization
right
of the military. And they're upset by that because they think the military should be Trump's private,
oh yeah,
Republican
okay
army.
Right, right. Okay. I mean, geez, to have a Republican guy, it's so fucked up. These guys, you cannot get them to do the right thing on any level. And then when someone does the right thing, they don't know how to feel about it. It really is. It's a fucked up thing. Is it dystopia? I mean, I don't know.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. That sucks,
really,
man.
He's allergies. Crazy allergy event.
Are you here allergic to something in here?
That, I don't know. Something fired up that got me going. I don't
fuck
know. The
I can't think what is different.
Oh, who the hell knows? This guy is like, what a jackass.
Yeah.
Mark Milley stands with the mob, apologizes for walking to torched St. John's Church.
Good God. You know what it is? You know that black cherry soda. Have you ever had that before? You never had that before, right?
I haven't.
It could be that.
I mean, I know it has aspartame in it.
Maybe that's the thing.
But I'm not allergic to aspartame.
Right.
Another tweet. Why is General Mark Milley apologizing for a photo with the president in Lafayette Square? I'm sick and tired of these no balls men.
Oh, God.
In air quotes. Bowing to tyrannical leftists.
Oh, yes. God, I hate this. I'm tired of apologizing for being white and male.
This tweet. God. They're planning a military coup. It's so obvious. President Trump needs to fire some people immediately.
But if Trump fired people, who would actually work at the White House? Isn't he getting to that level? Like, how many people are there actually doing their jobs now?
Right. And a lot of them want him fired. This is
yes,
all caps turncoat with 6 exclamation points.
Oh, shit. Boy, they're mad.
No loyalty to the commander-in-chief should be gone.
All he did was apologize. He said, I shouldn't have been there. And it's not like he blamed anybody. He didn't pass the buck. He took a real apology, right?
Yeah. He said, I should not have been there. It was poor judgment. American or socialist, there is no in between. Fire this piece of shit. Get it?
Oh, my God. I see what they did there.
Deep state. Apparently, the Pentagon has gone to the far left.
You fucking fascist. Jeez.
They're insane.
God damn. Somebody has their Nazi underwear all in a wad. All the guy did was fucking apologize. Jeez.
And I don't know that Trump has responded yet.
Oh, do you think he will?
But, you know, I guess we'll see if his days are numbered now.
Will he respond? Do you think he'll respond on Twitter? I mean, he can't resist it, right? I don't know. What are you looking at?
This is a message on the Twitter.
Yes.
People Magazine.
Okay.
You know that Hannity recently announced his divorce.
Oh. Oh,
his
shit.
Longtime wife. Now, the headline is, this is a... is this from Lynette? Thank you, Lynette.
Oh, thank you. What up?
on the Twitter.
Right.
Fox News' Sean Hannity and Ainsley Earhart have been dating, quote, very secretively for years.
According
to a source.
But isn't Ainsley married or something like that?
I don't know what's going on with her.
Not that I care, but this is very... Well, I do care. This is interesting to me. God, so Ainsley
was first reported by Vanity Fair, drawing denials from both. She said, right now I'm focused on raising my daughter, and I'm not dating anyone, so she must be single.
Oh, okay.
As anyone at Fox News will tell you, Sean is a wonderful person. And whomever he chooses to date will be extremely fortunate.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Quite a catch you got there.
What's the best thing about fucking Sean Hannity, I wonder? What does he talk about when he's done? How much he hates Obama?
Hannity basically confirmed it through a spokesperson. I do not discuss my personal life in public.
Oh, shit. Everybody's fucking over there at Fox. Who else is fucking? Who else is fucking? Who is Steve Doocy fucking?
The source, familiar with the situation, says the two have been seeing each other secretively for years.
God. Ooh, how hot.
Quote, he's very private because he's very famous, and he's very controversial. But it's been an open secret that they've been seeing each other.
He's very private because everyone hates him because he's a tremendous asshole.
Oh, Earnhardt has been recording her Fox and Friends segments from Hannity's home studio.
Damn!
On Long Island.
Wow! Must be nice. Must be nice. I mean, listen.
Bless their hearts.
Oh, congratulations. I mean, Hannity's not married or? Okay. Jeez. Well, congratulations, everyone. I didn't know that was happening. That's nice. I bet Hannity has a nice home studio,
apparently things
right?
have been not going well for a while, and they just recently announced that they had divorced.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, jeez. You guys, you know... Yeah, 2020 is going to be your year.
The source said, prepare your vomit buckets. Earnhardt and Hannity have been seen together acting flirty in off hours.
Bleh!
And getting cozy in the back of a New York City bar not far from the Fox News studios.
God, you're fucking him!
And he's whisked
fucking
her
him.
Off in his chopper for a vacation many times.
Why does he have a chopper? Does he make that much fucking money that he has a chopper? Oh, our country sucks. Oh, burn it all to the ground. My God.
Vanity Fair said Ainsley Earhart rode on Hannity's helicopter with him last August to the wedding of Fox host Pete Hegseth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yes. Oh, Pete got married. That racist Pete Hegseth got married. Fuck yes.
What a bonfire of the cuntities that is.
That is a definite bonfire of the cuntities. Oh my God, what a pleasure it must be to fuck Hannity,
thanks
right?
Thanks for sending that.
Thank you, Lynette. Lynette. Boy. Boy.
Oh, fuck.
Boy.
Oh, good for them.
They fuck and
good
then they
for
sit
those
there.
Two kids, those crazy
yes.
kids.
They fuck and they sit here and they muse about how liberals are just burning down their country. How funny.
She's real crazy Jesus-y, I thought. I didn't realize he's
shit,
that Jesus-y.
Oh, well, I don't think either of them are, Pat. I mean, do you really think she's into it?
Oh, you think she just plays that on TV?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think all of these people on Fox make fuck tons of money. And yeah, they're playing a part to a tremendous extent. I mean, Hannity has to be private, right? Because he's probably up to some freaky fucking shit.
Who knows?
Phone parties.
He has a new lawyer now that Michael Cohen's in jail. So.
Oh, that's right. Boy, that was underreported, wasn't
or he's
it?
He's out now.
Oh, yes.
Writing his book. Oh, yeah, did you see? Yeah. We don't even have any time. We got to go. But did you see they're trying to fuck with Bolton again over his book?
It's his book, right? He can write whatever he wants.
But the Trump campaign or Trump's people are saying that there's still classified material in there, and we'll get it back to you by the 19th or the 20th. And they're supposed to release the book on the 23rd. And Bolton's agent's like, we're releasing the book on the 23rd, no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
are you going to read that?
There was another report that said that Trump at one point said, why can't we just make the whole thing declare that the whole thing's classified?
Why don't we just...
Because he signed an NDA. I can't wait for this book to
Why don't we just start it. Burning books, Donald? Why not that?
Oh, all right.
Jeez. Gosh, Hannity and Ainsley.
We
boy.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Shoot.
Join us tomorrow, everybody, for Faithless Friday.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available after that on your favorite right. podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Nobody's fucking Brit Hume.
Ryan's doing some stuff on... You don't know what he does on weekends.
That's true.
Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Find out what. Go to his Instagram, his Twitter, his Facebook, at Rated R Comedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody, and we'll see you for Faithless Friday tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
Very foolish.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going
Thank
through
you
it
for
fast.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.